Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
J.C. Sheldon, former Ohio State women's basketball guard, new Dallas Wing, and local product. Even though it says, you look up her Wikipedia, it says Dublin. And she will be calling from Dublin. Ohio, not Dublin, Ireland. That'd be something. She is from, obviously, she's born in Akron, if I'm not mistaken. And her father was the coach at BW, I think it was, and then became an athletic director, if I'm not mistaken. That's how I got it all figured out there. Either way, she's going to just ask her. Coming up at 9:20 this morning, J.C. Sheldon. Make sure you take us with you to work on that free Odyssey app. So yesterday, Caitlin Clark, she had her introductory press conference with the Indiana Fever. And Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star, who's their premier columnist there, he kind of had a weird line of questioning. We have the audio here. Let's play it.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So.
Okay, so she makes a heart with her hands.
Yeah, anybody that's watched her at all has seen this.
Well, Meredith has stayed here for this because there's a conversation of whether it's cringy or creepy or both. Or what it might be, and it comes off really weird. It comes off really odd here. So Meredith, good morning.
Morning, Ken. Anthony.
We had a big discussion before this, and like, okay, we're a couple of guys. I thought it just came off really odd. Maybe pull that sentence back there if you can.
Yeah, so that was the first time I heard that audio.
Okay,
so
that's the first time.
I haven't heard that audio.
It was all over yesterday.
Yeah, I was not aware that was happening. That's gross. That was really, really gross.
So Lima, you know, we've had Greg Doyle on the station many times. He is he's an interesting fella. He is definitely offbeat. Definitely, what would you say, tone weird? Would you call him a weirdo in a bit?
Oh, yeah. I've been at many event that Greg Doyle has done this type of stuff, which is get in a very awkward back and forth with an athlete, both college and pro.
Yes. And I think he's kind of gone for that a bit here in the past. Like, kind of like, all right, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to start something and it's going to be this way.
He's been my adult life. He was a national columnist. I remember he was CBS Sports. And he would do the off-the-beat stuff. Off-the-beat, you know, when I think about guys that kind of cover sports in a very different way than what everybody else is covering this story, he's going to the other side of the room to cover this story. He was always a really good national columnist, I thought. But he's been in Indy now for quite some time, so I haven't kept up with him. He used to do the radio rounds. He used to be on the shows.
Yeah, and he hasn't been around for a long time, at least on this station. What did you think of the comments? When I heard him, I like, you make a face, you wince.
It is the cringiest. I almost wanted Owen to not play it after I started hearing it again.
Well, I have more audio.
Oh, you do? Please go right on ahead.
This was afterwards. So this was the rookie introduction press conference.
Is this even worse?
With the coach. I think Meredith used the word gross. And I think, I think this can also be classified as gross. Here you go.
You just were given the keys to that. What are you going to do with it?
What am I going to do with them? Hopefully we're going to win a lot of games to start. She's going to help us out with that.
Jeez.
The laughter in the background from, I'm assuming, well, that was that the other reporters
I think
that,
it's
were, that were laughing? Or?
Oh, no, they
I
had,
think they stole my laughter.
Yeah.
No, I think there were more than just reporters there. I think there were fans. I think there were employees
there. I kind of, did that not sound like awkward laugh? Like, oh, this is... like trying to make it through it. You've heard me awkward laugh interviews before. And like, oh, okay.
I mean, I you get what he's saying. He's like, you just signed up to coach what is the most valuable asset now. And I hate to,
maybe in sports.
I hate to break it down, but if we were talking about Victor Wembanyama and Greg Popovich, you'd ask the same question. Like, you just got that. Like, how amazing is that?
Yeah, I think, but this is after he just said what he said, so I mean, people are going to take it in a different way.
I don't think the keys comment is super gross. I do think that I don't understand the laughter unless it was, because there was a lot of people laughing. So unless it was like collective awkward laughter, which is a possibility. But yeah, that
I'm telling
that
you,
first one to Caitlin Clark was just if I was Caitlin and like every press conference, I would avoid that man like the plague.
Well, clearly did he?
Well,
he
are you afraid of him? Like, what do you mean, avoid him like the plague?
Like,
he's a journalist asking silly questions.
I don't know that I would give him the same time or attention that I would give other reporters.
Now
that makes sense.
He has since come out and written. Man, he's written 3 Caitlin Clark columns in the last day, so you understand exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, he knows what
he knows what he's doing. He knows everyone's going to read this column. In fact, they took off the paywall on this column. Doyle, Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. On Wednesday, I was part of the problem. And he goes to explain how he went through denial and anger on this. Like
denial and anger?
Yeah. He goes through and says, I gave her a signature, heart shape, hand gesture.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is part of the denial part, introducing myself, a welcome here to town. I did this during a nationally televised press conference. What kind of idiot acts creepy on national television? He puts in parentheses, me. So he even fesses up to that he thinks he was creepy. I thought it was just more cringy than creepy. Like, at no point did I think he was, like, hitting on her or sexualizing her. Like, I thought the internet rushed to going to the creepy because I think the internet lumps everything
into... It comes off really, really poorly.
Cringy is what I think. There's a difference between cringy and creepy.
Well, she said gross.
That was my immediate reaction. Was
well, you didn't think he was hitting on her or sexualizing her, did you?
It's hard to tell, but
really, I think it's easy to tell. He was not doing any of those things.
Huh? Yeah, I don't know. It just so here's my advice for men everywhere: if it's not something that you would also say to a man, but you're gonna say it to a woman, then it's creepy. Like, that's how you can classify creepy. Like, he wouldn't say that to, like, if he was at a Cavs press conference, he wouldn't say something that, like that to, like, Donovan Mitchell. If he, like, throws up, like, heart hands at Donovan and goes, oh, I hope you do that to me or something. You
know, I told
like,
Ken before the show.
He wouldn't say that to him.
I wouldn't, but that guy is a – Greg Doyle is
And he goes
odd.
Over that.
He's
says,
an odd duck.
He says he's done these weird things.
I will tell you that.
It definitely is a him problem because he's done this. He talks about interactions he's had
he does it anyway?
He's had Chuck Pagano, Frank Reich. He goes over Carson Edwards, Zach Edey. He's like, I've definitely had these. He's like, I've treated the men like the women here. But then he goes into apologizing and how he didn't understand the ignorance of talking to a young woman. And this brings up the larger question. Do you have to talk to young women in a different way that you'd talk to a young athlete? Because I'm telling you that I remember this predates you. When LeBron was here in Cleveland, there were a lot of look at me journalists that covered LeBron. It was like,
that's true.
Hey, can we have a handshake? It's like, oh, that's very cringy, but that's not creepy. Nobody's worried about whether you're hitting on LeBron James or sexualizing him because you're treating him differently from other athletes. You're treating him differently because of this enormous business story, which is what this is.
But there is a difference there because you were noticing the way that those journalists were trying to do that.
It was weird.
And so, and you're saying that's weird. So it's kind of in the same vein as what you're saying. Also, I can't see his face. So and if you don't know who Greg Doyle is, which a lot of people don't, I mean, he hasn't been on our station in years. Yeah. So a lot of people might not know who the hell Greg Doyle is. We haven't talked about Greg Doyle basically since when? Penn State? I mean, it's been a long time. So they don't remember Greg Doyle or they don't know his face. They can't see his face. And so you just hear this guy from the corner.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't.
The important thing is to look at it from her perspective. I imagine, I mean, guys, I'm looking at my arms. The hairs are standing up when he's asking those questions. It is weird.
That is your like red flag-o-meter is going off.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a good thing that you have that. But if it was something that he was really, really, really well known for currently, I don't think it would have come off as gross as much. And it would have come off as cringy. But like, let's take like Adam Sandler, for example. He does like this weird like baby talk thing. But everybody knows that he does that. That's like a signature thing. So if he goes and starts randomly doing that baby talk stuff that he did in like Billy Madison, no one's going to look at him cross-eyed because that's something that he's known for. So for this guy, if he hasn't been like a front-facing journalist for a while and people don't realize that that's just how he is, then it's going to come off as gross.
So, it came off really bad.
So I'd love to know if this is going to be something like is the media world going to be walking on eggshells now because they've seen the reaction to this? Or can Caitlin Clark be treated just like a normal athlete? At what point is the human interest story, the amazing business story that she is, at what point will she be covered like a basketball player? Because clearly there, she's not being covered like a normal basketball player. I think we can all agree.
And I think that's what bothers some people. It's like, well, I mean, if she's supposed to change the way that we look at women's professional basketball here, and that's part of it, like I think that that's what's kind of bothering some people. It's like, hey, man, we got to kind of get out of this silliness here after a minute, don't we? Like, if we're going to try to take it seriously, and he claims he wants to take it seriously, then we kind of got to stop assing off, don't we? And asking dumb questions like that and acting dumb like that. I think that that's part of it. I think there's a time and a place to be dumb. Obviously, I can know a time and a place to be dumb, but that's not the time or the place to act like an idiot. And it was a pretty idiotic thing to do. Coming up at 8:20 this morning, Mary Kay Cabot joins us on the show. Meredith, you joined us all throughout the morning because you're wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Coming up at 8:20, Mary Kay Cabot going to join us on the show.
Is that cringy or creepy there at the end from Ken?
That was more cringy.
Was it gross? I've never heard you say that with any other update person.
I say yes, because we don't have any other women
like that.
I say yes, ma'am.
Meredith, was that gross, cringy, creepy? What was that from Ken?
It was fine. It was not gross, cringy, or creepy.
Well, because you know Ken, right?
I say yes, ma'am, to you all the time.
Yeah, he does. It's not, like, again, it's something that Ken is known for. Therefore, it is not cringy, creepy, or weird.
Thank you. Yes, coworker. Thank you very much.
She said you're known for it. That's even worse.
God, totally.
Saying ma'am is not a bad thing, Anthony. You're going to work me in this morning.
I say yes, sir.
Never heard you say that to Jeff Thomas. I've never heard you call Jeff Thomas sir many times. I've never heard you throw that thing. By the way, Jeff Thomas will be here all morning, just making sure you know he can be on the show, too.
Jeff never joins Jeff the show. Jeff hasn't been on the show
to be on the
years.
Show as well as the Jeff, other individuals Meredith that we bothers, have on to do the
Meredith,
updates.
Meredith bothers to listen. Meredith will text me during segments of what we're talking about.
Ken,
Jeff hasn't listened for years.
Here.
I would like to throw up a hand signal because you guys have ran way over the
board. I'm sorry. At 9:20, J.C. Sheldon up next. Throw the first punch. It's the best way to win a playground fight or a playoff series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.